Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Hi, this is Patrick Doyle from Ghost Mind, and you're listening to Archer Paranormal with Lisa, Jennifer, and Lisa.
Well, actually, tonight it's just Lisa and Jennifer. Welcome to the Archer Paranormal Radio Hour, I think that's what we're called. Once again, 1L has decided to bow out. No, she didn't decide, I shouldn't say that. But it's just me and Lisa. And let's see, you just posted your first blog.
I sure did.
Yeah, she is Magnolia Psychic on Twitter. I'm J.M. Spear. Lisa's also in chat, so if you have any questions, log on to liveparanormal.com. You can ask him in there. And let's see, what else? Oh, archer-pi.com. That's us. 1L is the Haunted Librarian, so you can find her at thehauntedlibrarian.com or thehauntedlib on Twitter. We have a YouTube channel that I'm hoping that the next couple investigations will be able to plump it up a little bit more. Fingers crossed. Is that all of our... We're on Facebook. We're everywhere. You can find us if you need us. Is that everything?
Yeah,
is that
sure our, can. I think so. And the link to my new blog is hauntedflightattendant.com.
You know what? I'm thinking about doing my blog. Like, I have my blog on Live Paranormal. Everybody knows that. And that's all well and good. But I'm thinking of starting my old blog and calling it The Feminist Ghost Hunter.
The what?
The Feminist Ghost Hunter.
There you go.
Because I'm always
that ties in with what we're going to be talking about.
Right. I'm always bitching about how there's only men on TV. And it's a dead horse, and it falls on deaf ears, but I will not give up the fight. I don't think I should be discriminated against just because my penis happens to be inside out. So, at any rate, that was my thought today. I was like, you know, almost all my blogs... I am complaining about the male domination of the paranormal, and so and I don't understand it. That's the thing that gets to me. I think if someone could give me some sort of rational answer as to why that is, it's not like they're less afraid of things than we are. I mean, especially to all the moms out there, we have seen some stuff, done some things that men will not do. And so, technically, scientifically, they have more upper body strength. I understand that. But it's not like to hunt ghosts, it requires you to do pull-ups. So,
no.
I'm still at a loss, which, as you mentioned, brings us to our first topic. There's a new show coming out, Ghost Asylum. It's on Destination America, and it's about, what, four guys, I think it is? From Tennessee,
I think so.
Our neighbor to the north, and apparently they hunt ghosts in insane asylums, which, by the way, is a very narrow niche. There's only so many you can investigate. I mean,
right?
If you want to hunt ghosts, the possibilities are still somewhat limited. But to only do insane asylums, you're really limiting yourself anyway. Did you watch the promo for the show?
I did.
What'd you think?
I'm familiar with them. They're one of the first teams that ever investigated Old South Pittsburgh Hospital. And when you go in there, you know, you write your name on the wall and you put your team's logo up and stuff like that. I know that they investigated there, and I know that they were on the show. Oh, it escapes me. The Zach Bacon show. Paranormal.
Ghost Adventures?
What were No, not Ghost Adventures.
Oh, the Teen
Paranormal
Challenge.
Paranormal Challenge. And they did Old South Pittsburgh Hospital, and they won. So I know they're very familiar with Old South Pittsburgh Hospital, so perhaps that's why they're going the Ghost Asylum genre. Because, you know, they did a good job. They're familiar with it, you know. Not their first rodeo in a haunted hospital. But they have another show that was on like a year or two. I can't remember the name of it. They had, because they created some kind of a piece of equipment that apparently they can capture the ghost, you know, like on Ghostbusters. They apparently have some sort of device that they have designed that they're using. They're going to use it on Ghost Asylum, and I think they used it. I can't remember the name of the other show, but it's Tennessee Race Chasers. I think it was on Animal Planet or something weird.
It does say on their little promo that they do have some. Hold on, Missy. Blah. It does say that they have some equipment, so I'm assuming that that's what they're, what the promo is referring to, is the Ghostbusters type capture, and it does say stuff about capturing them, although I have a hard time believing that. Not because I'm cynical.
No.
But just because of what the essence of a spirit or a ghost or whatever you want to call them is. It's ethereal. It's not solid molecules that I feel like can be contained in a unit.
Right.
I'm not quite sure how one would do that. I don't understand how that would work. You can lure them out because you can charge the, you know, ionize the air.
Right.
But I think getting them to stay would require, I don't even know what it would require, but I don't think, I just don't see how that's scientifically possible. If you can use the word scientific when you're talking about paranormal, and you should. I don't know. A spirit is supposed to be able to travel through time and walk through walls, and I don't see how there's a device available to contain them.
Right. I don't know. I saw a brief episode. I think I saw a YouTube clip, and it does say here that they secured a slot on the cable network Animal Planet. That was a few years ago, and it was called Ghostland Tennessee. That's what it was called.
Oh, I think I remember that too. Interesting. Well, hold on. I got to blow my nose. Okay. So, one, all men, once again. But two, there was a casting call a while back for an all-male investigative team. And I took it upon myself to sort of call them out on it. I sort of replied saying, in essence, you know, this is what I do, and I'm a paranormal investigator, here's all my years of experience, yada, yada, yada. And they're like, hey, that sounds great, send us your picture, and we'll talk, or whatever. Okay, except that I'm a dude, so I never did it. So I went back through the emails to see if there was, if there was an email address associated with that stuff that I had, that the interaction that I had. But unfortunately, it was a casting call at Gmail sort of email address, so I can't say whether or not that was that. But I don't know. The whole thing, I'm frustrated. I'm nothing short of frustrated by the fact that, once again, all men.
I know.
I hope it's a good show. You know, very brief, and it sort of lends to a very generic sort of ghost hunting show. Ooh, scary, scary, we're in the morning. And it actually didn't have anything that I was looking for, where it sort of lures you in with, you know, the classic shots of, what was that? Or run, or, you know, whatever. It didn't have any of that. It was just very random shot. That's a long time in the morgue, and I'm sorry, I'm not impressed by that. Like, I really don't think you have bigger balls than I do because you went in the morgue. So, I don't know. But I think it's interesting because usually these are the types of shows that networks like to throw down our throat.
Right.
And this, the only reason we heard about it was because Bubba called and said, hey, did you catch that commercial last night? And we said, no, we didn't. So maybe there's more coming. Do you remember when it starts?
September 7th.
Yeah, they should be promoting the heck out of that by now. Especially because...
Yeah, they're not.
Yeah, and this is the first new paranormal show in quite a while.
True.
If you think about it.
I know.
I mean, there's been some that have come up, but they've already been canceled. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing is just very strange to me. I would think that Destination America would be shoving this down my throat.
Yeah, and, you know, I haven't watched any of the Discovery Channels. Well, I mean, I watch them here and there, but, you know, they always advertise on their sister stations, and I see nothing. Did Bubba say what channel he was watching when he saw the commercial?
He didn't, but I can almost guarantee you it was Investigation Discovery because he and I are huge Lieutenant Kenda fans. Joe Kenda Homicide.
Yeah, and I watch Investigation Discovery almost all day long, and I have not seen a commercial for this show.
Well, that's what I'm assuming.
I mean, I have it on Investigation.
Oh, I stand corrected. I stand corrected. He told me he was watching Haunted History, which I do believe airs on Destination America. They also rerun a haunting.
Ah, yeah, they do.
Because I was like, why are you watching Haunted History? Like, it used to be great, and now it sucks. And he's like, well, there's not a lot of TV on, so I'm just going to catch up on stuff that was borderline okay for me. Nevertheless, anyway, so I'm irritated. I hope it's a good show because this could open the door for everyone to finally wake up and realize that good stuff and paranormal shows are in again, and, you know, we won't be pushed to the side.
So many people are interested. I mean, when I meet people either at work or just out and about and they find out I'm a paranormal investigator, they're fascinated. Oh, I love those ghost shows. Well, I'm hearing I love those ghost shows right and left, so why aren't there more? I mean, why are they saying people aren't watching it? I mean, I know they got burned out on some things, and some of the paranormal shows weren't good at all, but, I mean, still, Ghost Hunters is a good show. You've got Ghost Adventures. They've got high ratings. I love Paranormal Witness.
They, I think they yanked Cell Block Psychic after one episode. Remember when I watched that show and we gave
I never did watch that show. Yeah, that didn't go over so well.
They yanked it after one episode. That's how bad it was.
Yeah.
And rightfully so, by the way. That's not a critique.
It was.
But it was an awful show.
And now Lifetime is trying ghost shows. And I tried watching one where this medium, I can't even think of her name, but it featured Lisa Rinna. And I forced myself to watch it. And it took everything I could to not change the channel or just go start reading a book. It was so boring. I like actual paranormal shows. I like to hear the ghost story. I loved Paranormal Witness. I thought that was great.
Me too. That was one of my favorites, absolutely.
That was a great show. Mm-hmm. And,
my ghost
story
caught on camera. Oh,
yeah,
that was good
I like
stuff.
That.
Yeah.
But, you know, Lifetime taking over, I don't know.
Well, my understanding of that whole situation is that Bio Channel is not going to be the Bio Channel anymore. I forget what they're being called, but it's not going to be the Biography Channel. And so they sold off all that programming to Lifetime. That's why Lifetime has it now.
Well, Paranormal Witness, though, was on Sci-Fi. Remember, because I remember you watched Paranormal Witness. Yeah, that was a sci-fi show.
Yeah, but as I recall, the rumor mill has it that sci-fi is not doing paranormal stuff anymore, with the, of course, exception of the bread and butter Ghost Hunters.
Oh, and FYI is becoming FYI.
That's right. There we go. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes sense. I mean, there's only so many people you can do an interesting biography on. You know, that's, again, limited niche. Anyway. So, I agree with you. People do tell me the same thing. I love ghost shows, and I wish I could do that, and da-da-da-da-da. The last few shows that have been done have been horrible. Horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where the blame lies on that. I don't know if it's editing. I don't know if it's production. I don't know if it's the team. I don't know if it's the flawed premise to begin with. Although I would vote flawed premise on at least two of them. But the fact of the matter is there has been no good ghost show in a very, very, very long time. The closest we've come is Dead Files, and that's not even really a ghost show so much. So
no, but I do like that show.
Yeah, and I know 1L does too. And I mean, I've watched it; it's not bad. I don't have issue with it, except I think it's on across from something that I like better. But at any rate, is Deep South Paranormal coming back?
I'm sorry, what?
Deep South Paranormal.
I never saw Deep South Paranormal.
I did, and it was frustrating to me because I found them to be very unprofessional. No offense to them. I think it was a good premise. They had great places to go to, but I don't feel like it was executed properly. And again, I don't know if that's production, I don't know if that's editing, or I don't know if the team just is really stupid and has no idea how to actually investigate a place. No idea.
It'd be all
but
three.
In theory... Yeah, but in theory, it should have made it, assuming it's canceled, but I have no idea, because I always called it the Duck Dynasty of ghost hunting. It's the southern, less than bright ghost hunters. There is one really bright guy on there, and he is like a park shaman, and he knows voodoo, and he's Creole, and very, very interesting human being, as far as I could tell. The rest of them, though, didn't seem too sharp. Just from what I saw, but what do I know?
Yeah.
So do I root for this show to succeed because I am a ghost hunter and I want to see ghost hunters on TV, or do I silently pray for its demise for two reasons? One, I'm tired of men being on TV and doing what I can do. Anything you can do, I can do better. And two,
I'm going to have the song stuck in my head. Thank you so much.
Oh, there's...
Kidding.
Oh, yeah, kidding. Don't. Just don't. So what do I do?
That's not from Annie Oakley. Anyway, I'm sorry. You know, I don't know. I think I kind of want to root for it because I want something good to watch on television. But then again... You know, I kind of don't. I'm sort of torn. I'm leaning more towards pulling for them.
Okay.
But only because, again, I want something good to watch on television.
That seems fair.
Yeah. But, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. And then again, okay, if it is a good show... It's on Destination America, and it's my understanding that that is not one of the most mainstream cable channels you get. I mean, that's kind of like the upper echelon of cable. I mean, it's not quite up there with HBO, but it's an obscure one that you only get with the certain packages. So even if it is good, at that point, do they switch it to another network?
That's a good question. I'm not sure if I think I get Destination America. I don't even know what channel it is, though.
Well, usually what happens, and it has been my experience, because Bapa, God bless him, owns like every TV channel on God's green earth. And so what usually happens, what has been my experience, is that they will put a show as like a teaser, like a 6-week or 4-week teaser on a major, like basic cable channel like Discovery. that almost everybody
right.
gets now. It gets you mm-hmm. hooked and then move it back to whatever, you know, science channel or whatever channel it's
right.
actually going to end up in hopes that you'll pay for the package to upgrade. But if you're
right.
already up there, what do you do?
Good question.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, even if you want it to succeed, I don't know. The whole thing, it sounds to me like if you go beyond the fact that, yay, another ghost show is on the TV, if you go beyond that, it starts to raise sort of questions for me. And I could be overthinking it, I suppose. I mean, yay, another ghost show TV. I should be suffered it, I suppose.
You could be. You're breaking up just a teeny tiny tad. Sorry. I'm trying to find it. I'm doing a search, but I think it's too far. It's too far away for me to figure out what channel it's on.
Check your local cable provider.
That's not helpful. This is not
yeah.
helpful.
Well, you know, and you know, I'm surprised. October's right around the corner. I feel like there should be more paranormal programming coming because that's usually when they make the big push.
Mm-hmm.
But I have noticed in the last couple years, October as paranormal TV hotspot has gone downhill because it used to be everybody had a live show. What was that stupid British show that's coming back that I can't stand? Most Haunted. Always had their their live show while they investigated someplace. And Ghost Hunters, of course, had their live show that they investigated someplace. They stopped doing those. There used to be, you know, like mini shows, like little 4 to 6 week sort of paranormal shows that were out there, not necessarily any good. That they don't do that anymore. It seems to be very little, if anything. I see a lot of reruns for, like, that stupid movie with Bette Midler and Sarah Jessica Parker and Kathy Najimy. They're all witches.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That one seems to be on a lot. But that's, I mean, The Nightmare Before Christmas comes on, Corpse Bride, but nothing like it used to be, and that disappoints me.
Right.
Well, who knows? Maybe they're going to start shoving it down our throats here once it hits September.
I know they did. Yeah, it's going to be. Yeah, it's been a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Stupid TV. Oh, stupid TV. Okay. Speaking of stupid TV, have you caught up on the Unexplained Files at all? They re-ran the Exorcist one the other day.
No, I haven't. I pretty much worked almost, let's see. I've been going solid for like over a week and a half, so I haven't had a lot of free time. My job totally gets in the way of my social life, as Rob is pointing out to me here in the chat room. Are you going to Scarefest? Can't. I have to work. Call it sick. Okay.
Sure, Rob.
Yeah, I'll do that. Sure, Rob.
Yeah.
Will you pay my mortgage, Rob? I'm sure you're listening.
Yeah,
I can hear you breathing, Rob. Really? You going to pay my mortgage? No. We'll see.
That's awesome. Yeah, I understand completely, although I don't have a job yet. Well, no, I shouldn't say that.
Tomorrow's going to be a great day.
I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, well, my life's complicated. Let's not go down that road. So, anyway, I taped the new Unexplained Files, and there's one with a Russian grandmother who picks up a baby she finds abandoned in the woods, and then they show what the baby is, and it is not a baby. Like, I don't know what this thing is, but it is not a baby.
Really? I'm going to have to Google that one.
Yeah.
Do you remember the name of the episode?
No. I could probably turn on my TV and find it, but I'm way too lazy for that. Sorry. There's somebody on hold. Should we see who it is? sure.
You have a caller. Let's see.
Oh, wow. I hope it's not a crazy one.
Probably is. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Who is this? Really like my name is Jeffrey.
Hey, Jeffrey. Thank you. What would you like to talk about?
So this is Live Paranormal, right?
Yes.
What's your theory about ghosts? Like, do you know anything about ghosts?
We sure do. We believe that they are out there. There's residual and there's intelligent. What's your theory on ghosts, Jeffrey?
I'm not sure if they believe. I'm not sure if they're real or not.
That's an okay stance to have. How old are you, Jeffrey?
14.
Yeah, see, you got plenty of time to develop an informed opinion, so. Not a problem.
Yep. Lots of time to research and just experience life.
Do you believe in teleportation?
Ooh,
do you
good
believe
question.
In teleportation?
I'm getting a
I
lot
know.
Of feedback.
Oh, I'm not getting any. Sorry.
Do you know about teleportation? Do you know about teleportation?
As far as I know, it has not been perfected yet.
Because I know about something that teleports. Because
okay.
I think I've seen something in the past that teleports.
Okay, what was that?
Okay.
It was an experience I saw when I was about 6 or 7.
Okay,
I'm
what
live
happened?
Am I live on the air? I was just wondering.
Yes, you are.
Okay. So when I was about 6 or 7, I saw something called the teleporting penis that spews cum.
Awesome. Be 14 again. All right, I guess we'll take our station break. So,
awesome. That's a good time.
Might as well. When we come back, we're going to talk about suicide because that's a hot topic and people need to discuss it. So, hang tight, come back. Of course, we're going to mention Robin Williams.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Hi, this is Patrick Doyle from Ghost Mind, and you're listening to Archer Paranormal with Lisa, Jennifer, and Lisa.
Except tonight is only Jennifer and Lisa.
Yep.
All right, archer-pi.com, Magnolia Psychic, Haunted LIB, JM Sphere on Twitter. We have a Facebook page. The Haunted Librarian.com is Lisa's blog. I blog on Live Paranormal. And you just posted a new blog to your site.
Yep. HauntedFlightAttendant.com.
Yes. Awesome stuff. All right. So, We discussed earlier that we were going to discuss suicide and Robin Williams and all that fun stuff for a couple reasons. We both believe that this is something that needs to be discussed. It needs to be brought to the forefront. It needs to be I mean, it's always been sort of a cliche, hey, you have depression, take drugs, and don't kill yourself. But now we have a better national platform for it. And my question is, and the other Lisa blogged and said that even though he committed suicide, Robin Williams will not be going to hell. He will be welcomed into God's grace like the rest of us. Because the standard Catholic response is, you kill yourself, you go to hell. Like, that's the entirety of it. 1L did not give us a particular reason why she felt that way. I mean, she says God loves all his children. He's not going to let them suffer like that. I disagree, because I think that we have encountered people who have gone to hell. I think we're aware of people who have tried to come back from hell. So I can't say that no one goes to hell. But suicide is the question, because then you start to get into things like suicide by cop. Is it suicide or is it murder? Because it's my understanding that the opposite of suicide, sending you straight to hell, is that if you are murdered, you immediately go to heaven. I am not a religious expert by any means. So those are just my understanding of things of that nature. So with that said, 2L, what are your takes on this?
You know, I wasn't raised Catholic, so I never was raised to believe that if you committed suicide, you went to hell. A lot of people do think that. You know, I just don't know. There's a lot of things we don't know. I hope that's not the case. I truly hope that's not the case.
Because what?
Well, for a lot of reasons, but you look at somebody like Robin Williams. I mean, I didn't know him personally, and I know he did have a drinking and a drug problem at one time, but I also have to step away and look at, he did a lot of good. He made a lot of people happy. He made a lot of people laugh. He went out of his way to be good to people, and, I mean, didn't he even travel overseas during the last couple of wars to go and actually perform before the troops and stuff like that? You know, and I know the phrase, the way to hell is paved with good intentions, but I do think he was a good person. He didn't deserve to go to hell. You know, that could get into a whole lot. You know, I was raised Southern Baptist, so, you know, my mother would say, if you're not a Christian, if you have not accepted Christ, when you die, you'll go to hell, along with all the other bad people.
Well, we don't know if he accepted Christ or not.
But we don't know. Yeah, I know. I don't know what he did. He could have. I don't really know. I hope he went to heaven. I mean, I have an ex-boyfriend who committed suicide. He was a preacher. I don't know where he is today. I'd like to think he's in heaven, because he had a bad childhood. He had horrible parents. He had a horrible upbringing. His brother committed suicide when he was a young child. You know, it's just so much. I'd like to think that he was forgiven and he was welcomed into heaven. That's what I'd like to believe. So those are the only two people. That's only perception.
Are you still in the liveparanormal.com chat?
Yes, I am.
I ask only because we're not going to take calls on the subject matter, but if someone has a comment or a question, you can stay anonymous. You can make up your own name and log on to liveparanormal.com and type to Lisa, and she will relay any info needed to me. So we all know people with depression, with serious depression, not especially in my mom's group. Almost all of them had a form of postpartum depression, which at this particular time in society is a huge deal. Because of all the crimes that have been committed against children whose mothers have postpartum. So, you know, the minute they even think that you might have it, you're on drugs. Like, here's your prescription for lithium. Have a good day. And, you know, for the most part, it works. I mean, people are able to function again in society and adjust and learn, you know, to be a normal human being again. Not everyone, though, has those opportunities. For example, perfect example, here in Georgia, in fact, there is a horrible child abuse case. And a 15-year-old autistic girl locked in a 4x6 closet almost starved to death. The reason that they even found her is because the mother called 911 because the girl was eating her own feces because she was starving to death. The girl weighed like 50 pounds. I'm not lying. I mean,
oh,
she was
my
literally
God.
Skinny. She was in court today. She said that part of the problem was that because her daughter was autistic, she, the mother, needed help. She needed some sort of special needs help to figure out how to deal with a teenager who's also autistic, which I understand.
Right.
Those resources are not readily available to everyone. Not everyone knows where to turn. Not everyone knows that it is depression, because depression is one of those things that is so embedded in your head that you are convinced it's reality. Whatever it is, you know, that's controlling you, whatever it's telling you, you're fat, you're ugly, your life isn't worth living, nobody actually likes you, you have no friends anyway, you're worthless, whatever it's telling you, you can't see around that. You cannot tell that it's your brain lying to you.
Right.
And so if you're in that sort of situation, how would you know to go get help? You don't. You don't know that's depression. You have no idea. You think that you're actually worthless and fat. And blah, 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 blah.
Right.
So now we have this national platform. Thank you, unfortunately, to Mr. Robin Williams. I was raised Lutheran. I intermingled with a lot of different religions growing up. Personal choice. And my parents were less than accepting, but they came around eventually. But there was a talk given at one point, and I can't remember the church that I was at, but basically said, God loves you too much to send you to hell. He would never send anyone ever to hell. He loves all his children. Which at the time, I was like, that makes sense, because you always hear, Jesus loves you.
Mm-hmm.
God loves you. Made in his image.
Right.
Jesus died for your sin. So, yeah, okay. I can buy into that. However, when you start doing what we do, when you start interacting with the dead, you find out that that's not true. People do go to hell. Rightfully so. I mean, occasionally rightfully so. I can't speak for everyone in hell. I don't know them, personally. And there are a couple people that I hope to God are in hell. Everybody always refers to Hitler, you know, Stalin, Mussolini.
Bin Laden. Yeah, Hitler,
yeah.
Bin Laden, you know, people like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they always say Judas is in there. Judas Iscariot. So,
yeah. More than likely.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. If you get a say in the matter. But I don't know. It's an interesting dichotomy because it's my understanding, and again, I'm with you. I'm not raised Catholic. You don't have the right to take your own life, and that's like a mortal sin. Essentially, the problem with suicide is that you are taking godlike matters into your own hands. That's my understanding.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's bad. And yes, by the way, it is illegal in some states. How you prosecute that is unknown to me, even the former prosecutors. Yeah. I never prosecuted a suicide, but, you know, I think it's more of a deterrent. It's supposed to be a deterrent, at least. But, like, really, who gives a... I mean, come on. Who's reading the... you know, official code of Georgia annotated to find out whether or not something's illegal. They don't care. Either you get arrested for it and you find out about it then, or you don't do it. So, I mean, whatever. So, you know, there was a really good celebrity haunting show. I think is that what it was called?
I think so. Yeah. Something like that.
There was a
celebrity
really good
ghost
show.
Stories or something like that.
Yes, yes. And Mekhi Phifer was on there. And he, before he got famous, had a rough childhood, grew up in the hood, had his drug dealing friends, gun running, you know, bad type. And he, there's more to it than this. I'm just giving the rough overall for the purposes of our show here. He became famous, did 8 Mile, blah, blah, blah. He got a call one day, and it sounded very scratchy and far away and like a disconnect, and it was his friends, the drug-running, gun-running, you know, psychopath or whatever, calling, screaming, help me, you have to help me. And he was calling him by a very specific name, so he knew who it was. There was no mistake.
Right.
And then it disconnected. And so he called, the call ID didn't show anything. He called the operator, I forget what it's called in California, but down here it's like Belsow, and said, you know, can you trace that call? What was that number? And the operator was like, we don't know. There's nothing showing up. We don't know what you're talking about. So then the call came again and again, help me, help me, help me. That to me, if you believe in that, says that clearly bad people go to hell. Which means that good people go to heaven, right?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty basic logic there. I don't know. Like I said, I am not... this may be along the lines of the Do Animals Go to Heaven talk that we had one of our first shows a while back.
Absolutely. And I'm still completely 100% convinced. Animals go to heaven. Do not argue with me. Anyway.
Do bad dogs go to hell?
No. All dogs go to heaven.
All dogs go to heaven, just like Disney told us. All right.
Yeah.
Good to know.
What can I say? But, you, know,
well, you know, when they die, they all become good. Yeah, so, you know, maybe we should get some sort of religious help on this matter, you know.
Yeah.
Have the church, how they, you know, what's the criteria here? Is it simply, there was a girl on the 700 show, which, as I know, is not the source of anything, but she said she committed suicide in her shower and went to hell. She was very graphic about the entire thing, especially considering it was the 700 Club. And I have no reason to doubt her. It's not like the 700 Club's paying you any money. They're not on a primetime sort of listing. They're always at, like, 1 in the afternoon on some, you know, PBS-type obscure channel. She didn't have a book out, as far as I know. So her story seemed plausible to me. I don't know if she was a good person before. I don't know. I don't recall. But I remember she had split her wrist in the shower, was my understanding of how how she attempted suicide. And I guess somebody had
asked. Oh, you're cutting out.
That's right. I'm not saying anything important.
Oh.
So, again, plausible. But I am not the source. Heaven is for real. At the very, very end, a little boy tells his father that when he went to heaven, everybody, he could see his whole family there, and they were all fighting the minions of hell, essentially. It was literally a battle between heaven and hell, and they were all fighting. I know, interesting concept, n'est-ce pas?
Absolutely.
I often think about that sometimes. When my faith,
I haven't seen that yet. I know it's on demand. I need to watch that.
I haven't seen it yet either, but I did read the book, and that book really... You know, believe it or not, that book does more for my faith than the Bible.
Well, I can understand why.
Well, yeah, I mean, kids have no reason to lie. And his story is supported by facts that are unknown to him, that are correlated with people across the country who he's never met until after all this has come out. So whenever I start to get that, oh, there is no God sort of feeling, I think, no, you know there is. You know there is.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I want to believe that Robin Williams is in heaven, because you're right. He did all that work for the USO,
mm-hmm.
for St. Jude.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, lots of charity work, lots of good stuff. You know, and it's interesting to me, as someone who has had depression, people really don't understand it. I mean, it's phenomenal to me,
no.
the lack of understanding, because they're saying stuff like, well, he was making plans just hours before he killed himself. Yeah, that's how it works, folks. You try to get through your life the best you can, 1 minute, 1 hour, 1 day at a time, and sometimes, unfortunately, you don't make it. But you keep making plans under the assumption that you will. It's not...
Right.
That did not surprise me at one bit. Not at all.
Well, you know, and then you wonder if society, like, or not society, because I think, how did we fail him? Well, we didn't know him personally, but you have to wonder, you know, it breaks my heart for his family and his wife, and you know they're just racking their brains, and they're wondering, one, could he have done anything? And then you think, was there some little something you could have recognized where you could have encouraged them to get help and say, you know, I think you're depressed. I think, because I had a friend who went through a bout of depression many years ago, actually before I was friends with her, and it was actually a friend of hers that said, hey, you know, this isn't right. Are you depressed? Do you need to talk to somebody? And that really helped her a great deal because she went and sought help. But, you know, I sometimes wonder if we're failing friends and family members when we're not recognizing. You know, I had a former friend who would make the statement, you know, I think, you know, I need to quit drinking. I think I'm drinking too much. And I would just kind of go, oh, okay. But not delve into it because it's that, oh, it's, you know, I'm crossing the line. I'm going to start asking personal questions. Do you think you have a drinking problem? Is probably the question I should have asked. Never did. Is he in hell of a lot of trouble now? Sure is. So, you know, sometimes when, as a community, perhaps we need to be more involved and maybe perhaps hold each other more accountable. I mean, I don't know. And then sometimes
for me,
you don't have friends, and it's awful.
Yeah. Well, for me,
you
I assume that if someone's bringing that topic up to me, it's because they're looking for someone to talk about
to
it
help.
With.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, no matter how subtle it is, even if it's just a, no, I don't think I'm going to have that wine. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I've been reflecting on it a lot. Okay. Tell me about it. What has your reflection revealed to you? That, you know,
right.
if they don't want help, they'll tell me off. I mean, that's
right.
Fine. You know, and a lot of times if I feel like I may be crossing a line, I'm like, look, if you want to tell me to mind my own business, be it. But, you know, fill in the blank. You know, are you depressed? Are you drinking? Are you drug use? Problems
right.
with the marriage? Whatever it is. And
mm-hmm.
I think it's better to be safe than sorry, especially, I will tell you, I was in an abusive relationship a while ago, long, I've been married for like 11, 12 years now, it's clearly a long time ago. I had no idea he was being abusive, because it was emotional abuse and mental abuse. Never laid a hand
mm-hmm.
on me, made me feel awful all the time. Finally, a coworker came to me and said, you know, I don't think that doesn't sound right to me. That sounds like abuse. And the light went on. Holy crap, I had no idea. You're right.
Yeah.
So, again, it's like you're saying, you don't know if there's that one thing that could have turned around. Now, in depression, it's not one thing that you can say that's going to turn it all around, but it could be the one thing that sends someone in the right direction to their psychologist, psychiatrist, even their MD that says, you know, my friend thinks I'm depressed. Do you believe that crap? Well, yeah, actually, I do.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we should get some religious experts. We should do some research about whether or not Robin Williams is in hell.
Yeah,
I don't believe
probably
he is.
A good idea.
I mean, the most pious person in the world, you're going to tell me that if they kill themselves, that's it. That's the end. And again, then we get into suicide by cop. If you get someone to kill you because you want to die, is that still suicide? Because technically someone else killed you, but your intent was to die. You still wanted to die one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we need to get some religious experts. You know some people that you could probably ask.
I know some people. I can private message Bishop Long and see what he has to say.
Yep. And Lambert, yep. And a whole bunch of other,
mm-hmm.
You might even want to ask your Native American shaman friend what their take
on.
Yeah, obviously, the Japanese don't have an issue with it.
Yeah, we're hopefully going to have him on in a few weeks.
Yay. And next week we have...
He's not a shaman. He's not a shaman, but he's a lot of other stuff. He's a really interesting guy. Yeah, I'm looking forward
to
talking to Tony. It'll be awesome. Mm-hmm.
And next week, because we're running out of time, so we'll go ahead and plug it. On the 30th, we're going to the Dalton Ghost Tours. But before that, I think we're going to have Connie, the author of the book and the leader of the tour, on the show. Hurry up and plug her so we can end on a timely note.
Yeah. We are going to be speaking to the author of Haunted Dalton, Georgia. Haunted Dalton, Georgia. And hold on one second. I always reverse her maiden and her married name, so let me get it right. And, of course, Facebook is acting crazy. Her name is Connie Hall Scott, and she wrote the book Haunted Dalton, Georgia. And she's also the owner and operator of the Dalton Ghost Tour. And so she's going to be on next week. She's great. She has a couple of very interesting series. One really stood out. So we'll be discussing that next week.
Fantastic. All right, gang, that's going to do it for us. Find us on Facebook, hauntedlibrarian.com. LiveParanormal.com has my blog. Archer-PI.com is our actual website. And you are the haunted flight attendant.
Yes.
Fantastic. Yep. All right, gang, we will see you next week. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on LiveParanormal.com and History.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.